It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 18, 2015. On this date in 1768, the Anglo-Irish novelist Lawrence Stern died in London after years of struggling with tuberculosis, called consumption in those days. Stern is best known today for his novels, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, Gentleman, and A Sentimental Journey Through France and Italy. But he was also an Anglican clergyman who published numerous sermons. For good measure, he wrote memoirs and was involved in local politics. Stern was born in 1713 in County Tipperary, Ireland, where his father, a military man, had been posted with his regiment. His early childhood was spent moving from place to place throughout Ireland as his father was reassigned. During this period, Stern never lived in one place for more than a year. Stern was admitted to Jesus College, Cambridge, in July 1733 at the age of 20. His great-grandfather, Richard Stern, had been the master of the college, as well as the Archbishop of York nearly 100 years earlier. Stern received his Bachelor of Arts degree in January 1737. He was ordained as a deacon in March of that year and as a priest in August 1738. Shortly afterward, he was assigned to a parish in Yorkshire, and at about the same time, he began to write political articles supporting the administration of Sir Robert Walpole, who was generally regarded as England's first prime minister. Having discovered a talent for writing, at the age of 46, he turned over his parish to an assistant and dedicated himself to writing for the rest of his life. Today, he is best remembered for his book, The Life and Opinions of Tristram Shandy, which endures today as an innovative masterpiece that anticipated the work of such modern writers as James Joyce, Virginia Woolf, and Samuel Beckett. The novel was something of a sensation and made him famous in London and on the continent. The novel defied convention and is difficult to describe. Stern manipulates narrative time and voice, parodies accepted narrative forms, and includes a healthy dose of bawdy humor. The book was largely dismissed in England as being too corrupt. However, European critics of the day, including Voltaire and Goethe, praised Stern and Tristram Shandy as innovative and exemplary. The story starts with the hero describing his own conception, noting that he would have turned out better if his parents had really concentrated on what they were doing. It rambles along by what Stern calls progressive digressions, so that we do not reach Tristram's birth until the third volume. It ends after 9 volumes, but without anything that might be considered a traditional conclusion. Stern inserts sermons, essays, and legal documents into it, and he also explores the limits of typography and print design by including marbled pages, and most famously, an entirely black page within his narrative. An affinity for the bizarre and the eccentric clung to Stern for the rest of his life, and even followed him to the grave after his death at age 54. There is a story, disputed by some, that his body was dug up only days after his funeral and sold to a professor of anatomy at Cambridge, who recognized Stern midway through the dissection and quietly returned the stolen corpse to its grave later that same night. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 18th, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.